Hello, this is Bill Gladwell, and you're listening to a hypnosis audio program designed to help you overcome your anger and frustration on the golf course. Now, in a moment, you're going to begin to relax and rest deeply. But first, I'm going to take a few moments to comment about a winning attitude. You know what it's like. You're nearly there. You really should win or hit the ball straight or make that putt, but you don't. Something let you down. Something stopped you. Somehow the total self-belief just wasn't there. You didn't feel like a winner. In fact, winning just didn't feel right somehow. And you just know that something in your mind needs to change. Winners don't just win. They set the scene for winning. Of course, they may have talent and put in hours of super-focused training, but they have something else. They have a winning attitude. They dress, they walk, they talk, and they think like winners. You can have two seemingly evenly matched people with the same talent, training, and similar quality of coaching, but one feels like a winner and the other doesn't. One gets angry when they hook or slice a drive, when they miss a putt, and the other doesn't. So many golfers say that they imagine they're going to lose, or they feel that they just can't win, or they begin to picture that in your mind or talk to themselves and they get very angry when they're on the course. They always seem to fall at the last hurdle, almost as if they have a kind of need to trip themselves up when victory is almost within their grasp. An anger and a temper on the course would definitely trip you up. To be a winner, you need to feel that whatever you're doing, it is your game, your territory, that others have merely wandered onto. Then winning and being in control of yourself will feel inevitable, just right. Because attitude is so important, and it massively influences your health and your success, not just on the course, but in all areas of your life. And when you control your anger, when you feel like a winner, your mind leads your body, and you act like a winner. When you have that winning feeling, when you're in control and it's emanating from you, other people pick up on it, and this gives you a huge edge on the course. So in this session, you'll start to recognize performance-damaging, self-defeating messages, such as anger, frustration, or saying to yourself, my game's starting to slide, or I'm just going to lose it all right now, I'm having a losing streak. You'll start to challenge negative feelings and ideas. You'll start to challenge your frustration, and you'll start to challenge your anger during performance, and learn to truly and powerfully be a winner and in control, as if everything you do is merely a way to success. You'll increase your ability to rebound positively and instantly from mistakes or bad breaks, and rise above attempted psych-outs and intimidation from other golfers. And you'll be your own ultimate motivator. You're in control. The old Zen archers of Japan didn't think in terms of hitting or missing their targets. They actually felt as if they became one with the target, the arrow, and the bow. There was no separation, so no chance of missing. How can something miss itself? A winner is a winner overall. Even if they seem to occasionally lose some contest, great overall winners bounce back in the future no matter what the setback. You can become the winning moment, and every second is merely a lead up to that winning moment. Focus now and feel that winning moment. And you can feel that winning moment even before you begin on the first tee. When you know you're holding the trump card, it's an amazing feeling to be in control, no longer have anger, and know exactly what you need to do to get the job done. You have a very strong sense of inevitable success, and you are your own trump card. And now you can let those eyes drift closed as you begin to relax very deeply, taking time out to benefit from the wonderful rest, relaxing further with each breath in. And with each breath out, a soothing air calming every cell, noticing as those muscles start to let go and gently stretch out, resting deeply, allowing that wave of relaxation to flow over you like a blanket of calming warmth anticipating. Which part of you will relax more deeply first? And noticing just what it is about that part of you that really is so relaxed. Allowing that relaxation to spread out, fanning out across your body, allowing you to digest that wonderful calming sensation, leaving behind those less relaxing thoughts of the day, enjoying the refreshing benefits of such deep rest. And you can choose to listen to my words, or even those relaxing spaces in between each word, allowing my voice to drift over and around you, relaxing more deeply with every word, enjoying that wonderful tingling sensation of deep relaxation. And perhaps you can imagine being out on a relaxing bike ride in the country, getting a sense of that movement, those muscles relaxing further with each turn of the pedals, noticing the sound of the tires on the ground, easily flowing forward into deeper rest, feeling the wind on your skin, gently flowing around and over you, blowing that calm through your entire body, the fresh air filling those lungs, crisp and refreshing, relaxing more deeply with every breath, tasting the scents on the air, those wonderful clean country scents floating on that breeze, perhaps feeling the calm of the warm sun on your back, noticing your shadow beside you, moving with you, taking in all the sights as you ride further into relaxation. Perhaps rolling hills dotted with color, and the colors changing with the light, the contours of the land adjusting with each turn, maybe freewheeling downhill for a bit, enjoying that easy flowing sensation, resting those legs, resting that body, noticing how much more deeply you can relax with each movement forward, that easy, calm flow, rounding a bend and noticing ahead of you a wonderful, relaxing place, a special place where you can feel safe and calm. It may be a place you've been to, it may be a place you've seen on television. It may even be an imaginary place. Just taking some time to get a sense of that place now. And when you've got that, just stepping off that bike and into this special place, noticing just what it is about this place that really is so relaxing. Feeling those calm, confident feelings flood through you, allowing yourself to really enjoy this place, breathing in that soothing calm, noticing all the relaxing sounds around you, feeling the ground beneath your feet, reassuring and comforting, and the air as it dances around you, calming further, as it flows over you, soaking up all the sights in this place, the shapes and the contours, the vibrant dashes of color spreading like a painter's palette, those calming scents in the air, almost tasting the relaxation, knowing that your body naturally knows how to relax this deeply. And with such deep relaxation comes a sense of focus, a sense of flow, that ability to block out outside distractions, an incredible clarity and sense of purpose, a place to cultivate those winning feelings, to let go of that anger and to relax. Now, take those winning feelings to that time before you step foot on the golf course. That buildup. The anticipation of playing a great round. Feeling the excitement building. Getting a sense of those times, focusing on the job ahead. Noticing how that confidence can build. Planning for each round. And anticipating the outcome. How the whole day will unfold. Rehearsing that in your mind. That clarity of vision. Relaxed and calm. Very quiet in your mind. And you're doing perfectly. Knowing that sometimes things may not go quite to plan, but knowing that you can stay calm, collected, free of anger, free of frustration, and you can be a winner overall. Getting a sense of those times now, those feelings where your game may have gone wrong, but being comfortable with that, comfortable in the knowledge that you can still be a winner overall. Just as the biggest mountains generally point upwards, but sometimes they dip down before going up again. Just as you can dip down before moving onwards and upwards. Relaxing now with that knowledge. Allowing yourself to feel very comfortable with that. Knowing that great winners always bounce back. You are in control of your emotions and your feelings. Whenever you find yourself in a situation where you might have lost your temper in the past, you are no longer angry. From this moment on, you are no longer a reactor. Instead, you are now an actor. As an actor, all of your actions are now original and not a result of someone else's actions. You value other people's opinions, but you realize that they are just that, someone else's opinion. They are not a fact. You realize that everyone has a right to their own opinion. And now you allow people to express that. You are happy that they can express themselves, even if their opinion is different from yours. You are in control of your emotions and only react with positive. If a person isn't involved at all except for yourself, if you hook the ball or slice the ball, if you miss a putt that's very important, if you flub a tee shot, none of that matters. You let go. You get on with the rest of your round, and no anger, no frustration, none of that even matters. It doesn't even exist for you when you're on the course or anywhere else. You feel calm, relaxed. Instead of negativity, you act in an appropriate manner to allow you to play your perfect round of golf. You do it in a calm, relaxed way. It makes you feel good. It gives you even more confidence. Even more focus, and gives you even more control. You are an actor, not a reactor. You are calm, relaxed, and in control. You enjoy being calm, relaxed, and in control. You're a happy person who is in control of your emotions, and anger is a thing of the past. It's all gone, and you have a great sense of accomplishment now that you have succeeded at overcoming it. It doesn't even exist for you. Getting a sense of that winning moment now. That fantastic moment of success, of achievement. Knowing that you bounced back. That no anger was involved. not even a hint of frustration, noticing where in the body that winning feeling starts. Focusing on that part of you now. Noticing how that feels, that focused excitement, relaxed, centered. Then allowing that feeling to spread throughout the entire body, flowing outwards through every cell, gently diffusing to all parts. That feeling becoming like a background sense that's with you all the time. Now, watching yourself on the course, seeing yourself prepare to tee off on that first tee, noticing what it is about that you that tells you that you're a winner, that you're in control, free of anger, free of frustration. That body language, those calm, confident breaths, breathing in that winning feeling, noticing the focus and determination, that confident walk, walking like a winner, talking like a winner, seeing yourself with winner written all over you, taking some time just to watch that day on the course unfold, noticing how you win, and even when things don't go quite as planned, you're calm and collected. Because the inevitability of the outcome is near. Excellent. Drifting into that you now. That winning you. Just before you tee off on that first tee. Only knowing now the outcome. Knowing that you are going to win. And just getting a sense of that. The confidence you can feel when you know what the result will be. That calm certainty. Relaxed and focused. No hint of anger or frustration. It's that winning feeling. Having already seen the outcome, confident in that knowledge. Enjoying the buildup, a calm anticipation. Knowing that you hold the trump card. That's good. Perhaps thinking about other people who are calm, collected, anger and frustration free, people you know to be winners, real achievers, either on the golf course or perhaps in other areas of your life. And then drifting into those winners, merging with them, experiencing them, doing what they do so well. Getting a sense of how that feels to always be in control, to choose the right behavior, to be that winner. Noticing what it is about them that tells you they're a winner. That confidence in their own ability, that calm focus, relaxed and determined. Exuding those winning feelings, flowing through them. Like those old Zen archers becoming as one with the target, the arrow, and the bow. And you're doing perfectly. Taking those wonderful winning feelings with you for future rounds of golf. Getting a sense of those future rounds of golf. Those winning rounds of golf. Noticing what it is about that you in the future that makes you such a winner, that helps you stay in control. With each win, that winning feeling building inside of you, like an amazing, strong, bubbling physical winning force flowing through you, calm, collected, anger and frustration free, growing with each round of golf that you play. That confidence building, a natural easy focus. And noticing how winning, which is staying in control, playing your best, can just feel totally right to you. And taking those feelings to all areas of your life, being an overall winner in every area. Good. And then enjoying that sense of satisfaction that you've played around, free of anger, free of frustration. That wonderful sense of achievement, knowing that you're a winner. Taking some time to rest and relax. Comfortable in the knowledge of a job well done. Taking some time to really enjoy that. Taking some time to know that people are beginning to look up to you and beginning to model themselves after you. Calm, confident on the course, able to bounce back from any mistakes you may make, if you make any. Now, bringing those winning feelings back with you to the here and now, knowing your unconscious can access those feelings whenever you need to. Getting a sense of that room around you now, sounds around you, becoming more aware, and coming back to the room and opening those eyes refreshed and well-rested.